This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tyrson Timp. I'm Timp. Tyrson not here. We got Jamie Lissow's here. What's up?
What's up, Kat?
Nothing. Nothing is up. I don't know. I've been here all day.
You did newsroom.
Newsroom. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, now I'm you know, a little tired.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know, kind of want. Wish I could just sit outside, like just sit and smoke a bunch of cigarettes.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I had to quit smoking.
Yeah, I did too.
Do you miss? Sometimes I miss it.
Of course I do.
Damn it.
No, I'm still using nicotine. Like I use gum and pouches, but like I want to just smoke some cigs.
It just looks so fun.
It's so fun. And I used to vape. I'm actually almost 3 months of no vaping.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Very good.
Because I saw like a joke that I made on like Facebook memories about like my vape, like something that involved the subtext is that I was vaping nonstop, and it said 8 years ago today, and I was like, I don't think, and I was like, fuck, I don't think anybody else has been vaping without, like, I was breathing more vape than air for 8 straight years. I was like, this can't be good.
Yeah, I remember once seeing you, your iPhone wouldn't unlock until you put a vape pen in your mouth.
Truly.
That was your Face ID?
Truly. Like, I was honestly waking up with it in my hand. That's not even a joke. Every single morning. And I would put it on the ledge outside of my shower so I could lean out and vape in the shower. I was like, this is out of control. But boy, do I miss it.
Do you think that they, remember when vapes first came out?
Yeah.
I fell into the fact that they were way safer. Like,
right.
There was a minute where it seemed like, oh, I'll just do this instead. And then don't you feel like the narrative and the studies came out pretty soon after that said it's not much better or just as bad?
See, I think the studies do say that it is better for your cigarettes. The problem is, the way I was smoking cigarettes and the way I was vaping, that's not even comparable.
Gotcha.
Because cigarettes have downsides. You got to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to smell like cigarettes.
Yep.
You're going to have that cigarette taste in your mouth. Vaping, it's like nobody's going to know. You can do it all day long.
Yes.
Just inside all day long. You can just hit this all day long. It tastes and smells like a mall smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
There's no downside. So there's no immediate downside. So if there's no immediate downside, then I'm doing it all the live long day.
Yep. Yep.
So I've actually had 3 cigarettes since I've quit vaping. And that's been fine because...
3 total.
3 total.
Wow.
Because,
did you enjoy them?
Yes, I did.
Mm.
But because there's downsides to cigs in the immediate.
Right.
So...
This podcast is sponsored by Marlboro.
I'm saying... Yeah. I'm like... I sound pro-smoking. But like 3 cigarettes in 3 months, I don't think is a big deal.
You know what I did? I'm embarrassed to say I hid this for a while.
Okay.
And I also realized when you smoke and you think you're hiding it, you're everybody knows,
yeah,
because they can smell it. I thought it was high. I went from I had to quit drinking,
yeah,
and then I was working on like some cruise ships, and everyone drinks to let loose on cruise ships,
yeah,
and cigarettes on cruise ships were $1 a pack.
Oh wow,
or something like that. $2.
Yeah.
There's a crew bar where bottles of wine are $5, and
yeah,
so everything's like super cheap because it just like keeping the middle class happy, kind of like us crew.
Yeah,
and so I started like smoking just for fun. It was like a smoking and drinking thing, and then one morning, I remember waking up going, oh, I really need a cigarette.
Yep.
And then it had me, and I had to really get a hold of it.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it. But, okay, Tyrus, he's not here. I guess there's a tornado.
Yeah.
You said you had a tornado story.
I kind of do.
You kind of do.
Yeah, so I'm going to try not to name drop too much during the story.
Oh, God.
So I'm flying into, I do Gutfeld last week, and then I'm going, I have Naples. I'm doing a comedy club in Naples for the weekend.
Uh-huh.
On the Wednesday before I go to Naples, my friend Rob Schneider, who I work with,
yeah,
he's doing a show with Adam Sandler,
yeah,
Judd Apatow, and Nick Swartzen. And so I'm like, I got to go early and see this show. Florida's hard to get to, and I'm there anyway.
Yeah.
So that was when it was Hurricane... like Nicole or something?
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
In Florida, you eventually will have a hurricane named after you.
Yes.
There's so many. And so I'm leaving from New York City it's flights getting delayed and delayed and delayed because there's this hurricane coming in from the east side of Florida. And I'm working on the west side, but the show's in Fort Lauderdale, the Sandler show. That's where the hurricane is. And it was so crazy because all the floor, I was like, hey, you guys, why don't you guys take all the time you need to fly safely? You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you have to take a look at the tornado, whatever you guys want. If we don't leave, that's totally cool. Let's just be safe. And all the Florida people are so sick of it that they're just like, come on, let's get out of here. And I'm like, I think they're making these decisions for us, for our well-being.
Yeah.
And so we ended up going, and it was like the scariest
it was
I've
it?
Ever been on.
Okay, could you tell you were in a tornado? So, or was it just you emotionally stressful?
I'm always an emotional tornado.
I understand that.
I'm always a stage three.
I know that about you.
You know that.
Yeah.
Ever since my marriage, I've been like a category two.
Okay.
But it, so technically people would fact check me that it never became a tornado. I don't think it was a whatever. I can't keep them straight. It goes from like, oh, it's a drizzle. Then they go, oh, it's a downpour. Then they, you know how they always upgrade. So I think it was just a tropical storm, but yeah.
You don't want to fly in a storm.
Yeah. It was total. That's, I don't understand in general complaining about flight delays. I feel like in almost every, I get it's frustrating. I've been there, but in a lot of circumstances, they're just trying not to kill us.
Oh, I always complain. I mean, it's upsetting because sometimes they're trying not to kill you, but like sometimes
it's user error.
Sometimes
it's
they don't care
error.
If you die.
Very true.
Like sometimes they don't. I hate the airport. I hate the airport experience.
Yeah,
it's you just don't have any rights.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have any rights? It's like the flight. They can say whatever they want. The gate. They'll be like, "Oh, you're not coming on the flight because I feel like you were, you know, bad."
Right.
Like you're bad. Like, I remember we got booted from a flight to Texas once because they were like, "Oh, we might have overbooked, so like for your safety, we can't maybe not let everyone." And like my husband, like Cam, was like, "Well, no. I mean, like it's you guys overbooked. Like you fucked up." And she was like, "Oh, now that you're like abusing me and cursing at me, like he used the word fuck.
Yeah.
He didn't." Even say the word fuck you. Like he wasn't telling her to go fuck herself or fuck you. He said the word fuck.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you can't get on the plane. We had to get on another flight.
Insane.
Like, because he said the word fuck, which he wasn't even yelling. Like, that is insanity. She just didn't like him. She was like, I see this guy. I don't like this guy. And you can do that.
Yeah.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
On Spirit Airlines, if you don't say fuck, they kick you off.
Yeah, that's true. My dad said that when he was coming to fly to Texas, they canceled his flight. So all that was left was Spirit. So we had to take it. And he said it was horrible. Like they got, it always is.
Uh-huh.
But he said that there was some sort of mechanical issue. So they're sitting on the plane forever. They have somebody come on to like some mechanics and then they deboard everybody. And then before they can reboard, everybody needs new boarding passes.
Oh, God.
He was there for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. I just think, they treat you like you're paying them,
mm-hmm.
but they treat you as if, you know, like you aren't and you need to pay them, like you owe them money.
Yeah.
And, you know, you lost a bet and you can go fuck yourself. Like that's how they treat you.
And the pricing is like, I hate to compare it to Ruth Chris Steakhouse because that's a nice place, mm-hmm. but the pricing is all a la carte. Like the flight would be like $69. Yeah. All the other ones are $300. You go, oh, I'm going to go Spirit. And then it's like money for, I think it might cost money for a water.
It does. It does. There's mm-hmm. no water. Water's a charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like what if you faint? What if somebody fainted? Yeah. Would they give you water for free?
Yeah. You have to quickly swipe your card for someone to catch you.
They'd be like, can somebody spot this man? He doesn't have, we can't just hand these out. And then the TSA, mm-hmm. they treat you like that too. Like I remember one time we were flying and like my bag got it pulled aside and I was like, sometimes these jerk offs were like, they have like a tub of lotion in there and they're like, you know what I mean? Like they never fly. I fly a decent amount. I know what to do. So we're in a bit of a hurry. And I'm being actually uncharacteristically kind, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I'm being so nice because, again, I'm smart enough to know that I have no power in this situation. They have all the power. So yep. therefore, I'm going to be as nice as I can to be, you know, and for my own advantage.
Sure.
Okay. Manipulation, smoothly. I believe, is what the word is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But... And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, you know, what what's the problem? And I'm smiling. And he's like, well, that's what we're looking at right now. What the problem is, huh? And I'm like, okay. I'm like, sorry. I just, don't like it, when this happens. And he's like, yeah, well, nobody likes this when this happens. And I'm like, okay, well, all right. I just want to know so it doesn't happen in the future. It was like a keychain. That he was where it was weapon. Another time they were so mean to me because I had one of those Venus shaving razor blades that are surrounded by soap. Mm-hmm, it's you couldn't it's not whatever. And it was in one of my bags and they were like, this is, and he was like, he looks at me and I swear to you, he goes, razor blades, how they did 9/11.
Oh my God.
And I'm
God.
Like, okay, first of all.
Oh my God.
Not like that.
No, they weren't mock.
They were. Yeah, they weren't. Second of all. Are you insinuating that I'm about to do 9/11 2.0 mm-hmm. and that you see yourself as someone who just thwarted it? go fuck yourself. I'm being treated that way because I want to go to my grandparents' anniversary party. Yeah. You're treating me like I'm a criminal for wanting to go to this guy. Anywhere where the agreement is they can touch your genitals and you can't ask them why. And you have to agree to that if you want to go anywhere.
Yeah, they get right in there.
They sure do.
They get right in there. Yeah. With the back of the hand, but still.
They did it to me. It was like, well, we know it's the drawstring on your sweatpants because we can see the drawstring. And I'm like, okay, well, then why?
That should do it.
Why are you touching my crotch?
Right.
Then.
80% of TSA guys feel like they go home and just beat their children.
They miss up to 70% of the stuff in the tests when the undercover people try to bring fake bombs right. and shit through. So they're not keeping you any safer. They're just keeping you from lotion.
They're patting you down while something bad goes
yeah,
through.
Exactly.
They got the wrong guy. Do you have, do you do a TSA pre-check?
Oh,
do you do
a yeah.
clear?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's the greatest.
I pre-check and clear. And then one time I wasn't on my ticket and I had to go through.
It's the worst thing ever.
It was the worst thing ever. And there were these people. Who they were
regular people.
They were foreign people, which doesn't mean they're not regular. And it is relevant.
Yeah.
Because I got stuck behind them and they were wearing, I shit you not, the only way I can describe them is colonial boots, mm-hmm. lace up as if you see in a painting of George Washington, every single member of the family.
Oh, dear God.
Not the shoes I would select if I had to go through airport security and take them off, put them back on.
Yeah.
And Cam my husband was on his, pre-check. So he gets through and he's just laughing at me. He's watching me not to melt down because these people are up there grabbing their lace-up George Washington boots. And you grab your shit and you go put your shoes on elsewhere.
Yes.
They all stood, family, they all stood in front of the belt putting on these lace-up above-the-knee colonial boots.
Oh, my God.
And they're all lined up and, shit's piling up. And I'm trying to talk to them. None of them speak English.
Oh, boy.
So nothing I'm saying. And he's just laughing at me, just watching me be full of rage. I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you don't like being with the normal people. I'm like, no. I don't like being with these colonial time travelers.
Yeah, these guys were in snow boots.
They were above the knee, laced up. I'm talking 20 of the little, a cross between George Washington and Hot Topic. And they all had those kinds of boots.
Kids don't learn to tie their shoes till 16 in that country.
No, probably not. Probably not. It's complicated. So I hate flying. I think we should abolish the TSA.
I have a big thing also with, I don't mind if people got to go through stuff. If you I think you're saying the same thing. If you got the crazy shoes, okay, let's pick them up. Let's have self-awareness. Let's pick them up. Let's step away. I do this thing. I'm not confrontational at all, but several times a day, I say this one phrase very loudly to people, and I can't help it. And the phrase is, I go, yep, other people in the world today.
Yeah.
I say it all the time. If those people collected in front of me, I go, yeah. Or people walking on the sidewalk, and they just stop,
yeah,
turn. I go, oh, yeah, there's other people in the world today. I can't help it. I'm not saying it's clever. I just yell that as I walk through New York City.
If it takes 2 seconds, you're like, oh, shit, is my phone in there? That's one thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to make sure you have your stuff. That's one thing. And, this, the etiquette here, I've gotten, excuse you, so many times, I think I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. If you, when you're going through, when you're going in.
Okay, and I can answer this. I travel.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm going back and forth to Alaska 3 times a month.
When you're, right. When you're going in and you're like first to go through, you're first to hand, like whatever, show your boarding pass, whatever, go through. How long of d***ing around with putting the shit in the containers before someone behind you who's already ready can put theirs first?
Oh, before they go ahead, they're going ahead of you?
Yeah, like they're already ahead of me, okay. But they're taking forever.
Oh, for you to go ahead
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, but like they're taking a really long time and you're already done. Like your bin's already done.
I'll tell you what, Ken, this might be controversial. If someone cuts me off in traffic because I'm going too slow, I don't get mad. I go get them, buddy.
Yeah.
So if somebody passes me in a line because I'm having trouble,
yeah.
I go get it, man.
That's
get
what I do.
There. 30
that's,
seconds.
That's what I've done because, I mean, a lot of the times when I'm traveling, I'm giving a speech or something, I'm gone for a day. So I really don't have that much shit. All right. I have to do is just take my, I don't like have liquid, I don't have any, I don't have anything to take out. I don't even have my, I just take my laptop out, boom, boom, done. People got all this stuff. They got at the snag, whatever this. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go ahead and they're having trouble with their shoe or something like that. Some
you go
issue
ahead.
Belts. I have.
You go
I'm like,
ahead.
And they're like, excuse me. I'm like, dude, like, mine's already going to be through by the time you're done here.
Right. You going ahead doesn't affect how long it takes.
It doesn't affect how long it's going to take you.
I give you 10 seconds and then you go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we solved that.
We solved it.
We solved that. I mean, all right. Are we good?
Did it happen already?
I think we did
enough.
It was
fun talking to you, Kat.
It was great talking to you, too.
I love your shoes, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I'm wearing my Misfit slippers.
You should take a pic of those. Those are cool.
Oh, they're pretty cool, right? Pretty nice.
I posted a picture of me. I'm wearing yellow Crocs that my son bought me.
Yeah.
I just makes, you know, your kid, it makes me think of them when I wear them. I like them.
I don't have children.
You don't, but it's the most polarizing thing I ever posted.
Not only are they Crocs, they're yellow.
Pretty yellow. Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, nice talking to you, Kat.
Nice talking to you. Okay. I'm supposed to say this for more podcasts like this, as if there are other podcasts like this on FoxNewsPodcast.com. Like, yeah. I don't think Dana is like this. Like, I don't think Brett or whatever is like, but yeah, FoxNewsPodcast.com. I'm Kat. Tyrus isn't here. Jamie was here. I guess enough said is what Tyrus was saying.
Enough said.
Okay.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.